Well, hi, and welcome to Wish Upon a Star. This is Andell Banks, your host. Wish Upon a Star is an exciting program that showcases up-and-coming stars in the musical, visual, performing, literary, and other disciplines in the arts arena. We will also discuss with professional guests about songwriting, entertainment, law, literary careers, copywriting laws, publishing, recording studios, promoters, communications, and other topics of great importance relative to these highly competitive industries. Our intro and biography of our anniversary guest today, ladies and gentlemen, is very interesting. We have a very interesting guest in the music field. This is a young man in the career of a professional DJ. Now, when I looked into this field, I found that even when one says DJ, they just think offhandedly that it is someone who plays music, not spin music. DJing is also a very diversified field within itself. You can be a resident DJ, I found out, a club DJ, a social bar DJ, a performing DJ, a guest DJ, a radio DJ, and then there were several other categories. Our guest today is Robert Smith, also known as DJ Blink. He is a professional DJ from the Washington, D.C. area. Robert grew up around music in his home and has always loved the art of spinning music. He has been a serious and professional DJ for many years. And in 1978, Robert organized his own band called Chaos. We would like to welcome to our show and to the audience, Robert Smith, also known as DJ Blink. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to really start right from the beginning. And that is, Robert, since you grew up with music in your household, could this have been the catalyst of how you got into the DJing business?
Yes. I started at a very, very young age. It was passed over to me from my mother, which is Betty Boo Productions. She's running her own production company, and she was a great influence in my life, and I started through that.
Oh, okay. That's really good to know because that's where we always get our foundation. Also, experience, excellence, and recognition come with time. How long have you been on the DJ scene?
For more than 20 years now. I mean, it's been a great ride. I had a great time. I also played in a band as well, as you had mentioned earlier. So it wasn't mostly just about DJing, like you said at first. You know, me playing in a band as well made a great impact on my career also.
Oh, that's fine. Can you elaborate on the band? Because I don't think I really found out too much about that. So, like, some of the places and songs that you actually do and how many pieces are in the band.
Well, Chaos is a local Washington, D.C. area group, and we play the form music called go-go. And it's very, very popular here in the Washington, D.C. metro area. And we've been doing that now for about the better part of 20 years, and it's about 10 members, and the beat is more, it's like an African beat that's continuous. It never stops until you're ready to stop. So it's really great. And the young and older people love it, and they have a lot of fun dancing to it. It's really fun.
All right. I heard something also that is called the go-go beat. Is that what they're talking about?
Yes. It's like a continuous Afrocentric kind of beat with the congos and drums. You know, it kind of never stops unless you're ready for it to stop. It can just go on and on and on and on.
Right, and then people would sing even some modern and contemporary songs with that same beat.
Yes, yes.
That must have been the show that we went to in Granbury, Maryland, where that girl was singing a very modern contemporary song, but it had that continuous beat. And that's when they told us it was the go-go beat. And you're right. Being an older person, I really did enjoy it. Confidence, Robert, in any endeavor comes with support, like you said, and especially family support. In selecting this unusual choice for a career, did you have a lot of family support?
Yes. My mother, she, like I say, she has her own production company. But back when I was young growing up, she used to have a lot of parties, and one of her brothers, which is Charles, they call him Charlie Horse. He was a DJ as well, and that's how I got into it. I used to go with them to different clubs and different places around the city, and I used to just watch, and I learned like that.
Oh, wonderful. So you had that support so you didn't get nervous because you had those people with you. But I'm sure you didn't get nervous because you loved it.
Yes, it was very educational as well.
Exactly. So staying in that same vein of those who help you in the very beginning, as with most sons, the mother is usually your strongest warrior. So Ashley, what role did your mother play in your advanced career?
She now, at this point, she has different various musicians and artists and DJs working for her and her production company. So I'm one of them, of the various ones. And whenever she get any different types of major functions, like for instance, one time I had to DJ for Mayor Marion Barry at the time when he was doing his tenor at the inauguration ball. She had picked me to do that for him. And that was a very, very great experience for me. And I'll never forget that, DJing for Mayor Marion Barry for his inauguration. It was really great. And she has set all of that up. Those are the type of contacts that she has through her production company in the Washington, D.C. metro area.
Oh, that's absolutely great. And I remember, though, that era as well. I'm sure there were a lot of people who wanted to see you do well, Robert, in the early period of your journey. What advice sticks in your mind that was given to you by these other people in the industry, your mother, and maybe even, you know, friends?
Most of the advice I got was from her. But during that time, when I was in the process of learning everything, she had set up an interview with me with Barry Gordy because he was back at the inauguration with Mayor Marion Barry at the time. And he just told me to stay focused and never let nothing get in between my goals or anything that I wanted to achieve in the music field because the skies are the limit.
Absolutely. And I might mention also that you can elaborate on all of these questions because we have the time in case anything else you wanted to say about a particular point.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Robert, I will not go any further without the curious question being answered of how did you choose your professional name, ladies and gentlemen, DJ Blink?
Isn't that something? That was it's a real kind of twist to that. You know, I had that name since I was born. When I was born, my mother told me that I had some type of eye irritation problem where I used to blink a lot, and they just gave me that name. And it started out as being Blinkers. And when I got into the music business, I just added the DJ part to it and called myself DJ Blink. But that was my nickname from a very, very little kid growing up. And that's how I got the name, DJ Blink.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that's always a very, very nice story. What we're going to do now is take a little station break. And when we do, we'll be right back. Hi, and welcome back to Wish Upon a Star. This is Andel, your host. I want to say thank you for listening. We're broadcasting on bbsradio.com, station 2. You can listen to all of our previous broadcasts in the archive link on the website, and we welcome also comments and suggestions. Send these comments and suggestions at musicradio34@gmail.com. Again, our special guest today is Robert Smith, also known as DJ Blink.
Yes.
Carrying
Hello,
on,
how are you?
DJ Blink. In the music business today and in yesteryear, someone comes along and creates a new and exciting sound. And when they are interviewed, they mention who inspired them to this higher level. This achievement comes with, I understand, from sometimes listening to certain people. But for you, DJ Blink, what are some of the people that made an impact on your career?
Well, it was a band in this area. Mainly, I'm going to say this, the godfather of go-go, God may he rest in peace, Chuck Brown, was really a major, had a big influence on my career in the music business.
Right.
Also, it was another group called Rare Essence. And we used to perform at different clubs and different parks around the city with those groups. So both of those groups and Chuck Brown himself had a very, very big impact on my career with the performing part, with the band. It was wonderful.
Anyone else that you can think of that you still admire today, like in the new sounds that we have going on now, like Pharrell and all of them? They've got another little beat going on. So any contemporary people that you sort of admire?
Yes, I would put P. Diddy and maybe Busta Rhymes up there at that fact. I do have a style of in which I DJ with that compares to their style of music. Pharrell, too, he's good. He's good. I actually met him at an all-star party one time. It was real nice.
Oh, right. Well, I only mentioned him because that's the one I can identify with. Be happy.
Yeah, I met him.
So that's why I mentioned him. But that's great because it's always a good thing to appreciate other people's music. As an artist,
yeah.
I do appreciate other people's artwork as well. Can you give our audience some insight, DJ Blake, into who was your biggest music influence and why? Up to this point, let's say. And you can elaborate, like I said, on any of these questions.
I'm going to go with my uncle, Charlie Horse. He was a well-known DJ back in the late 60s and the 70s. And he kind of taught me just about everything I know. And I'm going from the type of equipment I should use, how to hook it up, when to turn it up loud, when to not turn it up loud, the different types of crowds to DJ in front of. I mean, he just gave me all the ins and outs of the music business and the type of people to be around and the type of people not to be around. He was a great influence on my career. And his name is Charlie Horse. He was my uncle.
Right. Like I said, that's right, because a lot of people give you a lot of false advice, or either they're trying to tell you why you're doing such a thing. So that's good you had positive vibes around you. Your experience and knowledge in this craft has to consider performing in several geographical arenas. What are some of the places you have played in the past and currently doing some gig momentum?
With the band, I had a great experience, and this is something that I will never, ever forget, to perform at the Howard Theater. Now, as you know, the Howard Theater is where Duke Ellington, James Brown, and a lot of other different artists from years ago performed there. And it just was a great experience for me to perform at the Howard Theater. I also perform at RFK Stadium, and I was at the groundbreaking where they had a performance for the new baseball stadium here in Washington, D.C. for the baseball team. I performed there, and that was recently, a year and a half ago, for the new baseball team that we just got here in the District of Columbia.
Oh, wow. And the response with that, I'm sure, was absolutely great. Do you do a lot of festivals over there? And if so, what were some of the festivals we might have either seen you there or saw it on TV?
They have the Caribbean Festival here every year.
Yeah.
And for the last 3 years, I've been the headliner for that.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Yes, I DJ, and I also had my band play as well, and I had to bring in two other acts. So they would let us perform, and then they would have the Caribbean dancers do their thing right after our performance.
Well, that is a momentous occasion, and glad that you do it every year, because I have been to that affair as well. We're running really quickly through this, which I thought we would get some more information, but we can still carry on. I can see by your enthusiasm that you are very passionate about what you do and how you have excelled in your profession, because you were honest and you put forth the effort. With that said, what would you say was your biggest accomplishment so far?
My biggest accomplishment was really I would have to put the Howard Theater and the performance there at the top of that list. That and the time that I went to New York City and I performed with Heavy D and the Boys and Busta Rhymes. That's how I got really into the rap music thing with those guys. I mean, that was very huge for my career. I got a lot of recognition from that. And they recommended me to BET to do one of their spring break concerts, and which I think was great. I flew to California and did one of the spring break concerts with Busta Rhymes as well. I came in as a featured DJ, and I thought that was so nice.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure everybody would have loved to have seen that, and that is you're right, that's one of those higher notes in a person's career when they can be associated with such talent as that. What we're going to do is take another little short break, and we'll be right back. Hi, and welcome back. This is Wish Upon a Star, and Andel Banks, your host. We want to say thanks for listening. And we are broadcasting on www.bbsradio.com, Station 2. You can listen to all of our previous broadcasts in the archives link. We welcome also comments and suggestions. You can send them via email at musicradio34@gmail.com. Again, this is the program for our honored guest, Robert Smith, also known as DJ Blink. Now, Robert, just a quick question. Is your mother nearby?
No. Right now, she's at work.
Oh, okay. Because I was saying we could probably bring her in since we're going through this in a pretty rapid succession. You have told us what your biggest accomplishment was so far, and that was appearing on the stage with Buster. Having experienced an epiphany so early in your career, what impact did it have on your life going forward?
It has a great impact on my life as far as with the younger people. I've been asked since that time to do various workshops at schools around in the Washington, D.C. area, like my alma mater.
Alma mater.
Yes, Dunbar Senior High School, where I went. I just did a music workshop there. I did a music workshop at Dunbar. And I also did one at the Wilson Building for the D.C. government employees. They called me there for that. So that was a great. That was good for my a big boost for my career too.
Oh, excellent. And that's great that you do go back to where you came from, where you got a lot of your education to help you mobile, you know, to go forward and to do the things you're doing now. We should always look back. You're still at a young age, I consider young age, and in the stage of more adventure. So this may be a little premature to ask you right now. But however, at this stage of your career, looking back, if you could, would you change anything?
It's one thing that I probably could change. I probably would have liked to went to college, something that I really wanted to do, and study music. You know, like I say, it came to me naturally from my family, but I never actually went to school and studied music, you know, as a course where you can learn how to read and write and just do all of those different things that most of the professional artists that are doing right now today in the music industry. That's something I never did. I never actually went to school and studied music. That is something I really would like to do now as well, at this stage in my career.
Well, like I said, it's never too late.
Yes, that's correct.
Still never too late. What are you? I'm not going to tell your age, but you're still young. So keep that in mind, that it's never too late, and you probably don't have to do a four-year type thing. There are several programs here in Maryland, and I know in Washington as well, where it's like workshops and programs during the summer, where they actually can teach you how to play music, read music, and that sort of thing. So you could take one of those courses, and usually those summer courses are only like a couple of months. So always keep that in mind. DJ Blink, as we sat on your train and enjoyed such a delightful journey, tell us, where would you go from here? Or where would you like to go from here?
Wow. I would really like to just expand my horizons. And I'm kind of working on a recording now with the band. We're going to go into the studio and do our second recording. So I'm hoping when we do this time, it'll touch a more larger and different diverse of audience, where it can go nationwide, more so than just local here in the Washington, D.C. metro area. That's the main thing that I'm working on right now. I would like to, you know, let our music just expand and go much further than what it's going at this point in time.
Exactly, because, if you get stalemate, you lose everything, so you're going to have to start going forward. What type of music would you say you actually play?
They made a new term for it here in and I think I'm going to go with it. They call it grown and sexy. Now, where they got that from, I don't know, but they're changing and getting away from the format with that they call go-go. And it's like they are calling it, it's like a grown and sexy rhythm and blues. That's what they're calling it now. So, and I think they're doing that just so we can touch more people.
Right. Do you have any music right there with you that you can let us hear a little bit, or you don't?
No. As a matter of fact, I'm not even in the area where I have all my equipment and music and stuff is now. I'm sorry for that.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. Okay, that's great. We may not always call it by a bucket list, but we, as people, all want to keep moving and doing things in life. Is there anything else besides what you just told me that you feel a need to accomplish? Not just in your DJing, but in your life and maybe with your band as well.
I really would like to win a Grammy Award. That's been like a dream of mine. That's been a real big dream of mine, and I'm hoping that this recording that we're working on now at this time will go that far to where I can actually be there and actually experience the Grammys.
Oh, well, that is a goal. As long as you have something that's achievable, and that definitely is achievable. When I come back, I want you to think of a lot of other things that you could probably talk about on the show, because we still have about 25 minutes. We're going to take a break. And matter of fact, we'll take this break for a minute and a half. So if you have any other things that you think you might think of that you want to speak about, have that ready when we come back. Okay?
All right.
Hi, and welcome back. This is Wish Upon a Star. I'm your host, Andell Banks. We want to say thank you so much for listening. And that you most certainly can look at the listen to the previous broadcast in the archive link. We welcome comments and suggestions at musicradio34@gmail.com. Again, this is our anniversary month of April, and our special guest today is Robert Smith, also known as DJ Blink. And we're back. DJ Blink?
Yes.
Would you like to give any contact information at this interval for our listeners?
Yes, I would. I also have a style that I'm doing, which is really not made for the radio. Most DJs that are doing things, they do a lot of commercial music where they just play a lot of stuff and hits that a lot of people enjoy listening to. But I'm also involved in the underground world of the DJing music, where I'm involved with a lot of people that do private functions. And we play a lot of music that you wouldn't actually hear on the radio, or let's say if you look at a video show on TV and you would recognize, say, for instance, Beyonce songs or Ciara or a lot of Pharrell, for instance, a lot of his music. I also play places where I play a lot of music that really no one has really ever heard before, and it's called underground. And it's really good, and it's a good beat, but the lyrics are just not what you would want to hear from your various artists that we now listen to today. But it's a great business, and it's really fun to do.
Well, like you said, a lot of people may not get the opportunity, and we have to be diversified so that give everybody a chance. Just like in art. A lot of people may not like some of the art that they see, but you got to give everybody a chance to show, if it's tasteful, what they can do. So that's probably a situation where you are opening up to artists who don't have that opportunity to show what they can do or express their particular talent. Another thing that's important, I think, in DJing, DJ Blink, is the equipment that you use. Is there any way you can elaborate and give some of our listeners who may be listening? Because DJing is something that people really enjoy now, since we don't have the big bands anymore. So some type of equipment they should maybe invest in to be a very good DJ?
Yes. This is a real good tip that I'm going to give your listeners right here when it comes to the equipment. The speakers and the amplifiers plays a big part, because people like to feel that bass. They like to feel that thump, what they call the deep bass. So I have these speakers that I use. They are called Rockville. They double 15-inch woofers, and they have a real deep bass to them. And when you're DJing and you're playing music, when they can feel that bass, it kind of does something to them. So I would recommend the double bass woofer speakers called Rockville and the Pioneer mixers with the two CD players, which are also Pioneer. But the bass speakers, the bass plays a big part when you're doing the music and playing for a live and large crowd.
Very good. Now, another thing is interesting that our listeners might want to know is, how do you go about getting your so-called quote-unquote gigs? Do you hustle? Do you do it by word of mouth? What is the strategy that one should use in order to get gigs on a continuous basis?
Well, I network at a lot of workshops that I go to. I have my business cards. I'm also in a lot of music clubs on the internet, and with social media, I do it a lot through that, say Twitter and Facebook. I do a lot of advertisements on those websites. As well, like I say, I'm going to go back to my mom and her production company, Betty Boo Productions. She gets a lot of entertainers and different people from around the region and in the area. They call her for different events and the type of events. She will pick and choose the people that she want to use. So I will put her at the top of the list and say most of my gigs and events, they come through her. I will put her at the top.
Oh, okay. Great. I also know that there are some DJs, and I do know one personally, not here, but in Chicago, that he averages about anywhere from $70,000 to $80,000 a year DJ. What do you think it would take for a person, because you're on your way, to become an excellent, excellent, top-of-the-notch DJ?
I was born and raised, and this was told to me in my early stages of my career. It ain't what you know, it's who you know.
Okay.
So you can be the best DJ and have the best skills and everything, but if you don't surround yourself with the positive people and the people that are in the business that have been there for many, many years, I would say that's a good way, personally for me, to expand and be your best, you know, because my mother taught me that as well, because she knows a lot of people, council members, congressmen, and things of that nature. So that really is a good way of expanding and really getting your career off to a real good start.
Excellent. Okay, we can keep on the same vein since you are telling us all this very, very valuable information. You mentioned skills. You can have all the skills, but it's not what you know, it's who you know. But then sometimes what you know may pay some kind of percentage in that. What are some of the basic skills a DJ should know if you're in that arena?
Really mixing, knowing the type of music to play at the right time. That's my strong point. And you have to recognize the crowd that you're in front of and knowing exactly what to play and how to mix it at the right time. And that's a real good skill to have when you're able to come into an arena or, say, a ballroom, and just automatically recognize the type of people that you know you're going to play for. And if you can do that, you will really end up being a great, great DJ.
Knowing the crowd.
Yes. And sometimes my strong point, I can pick up on it immediately when I come into the room.
Oh, excellent. We're going to talk more about that mixing and phrasing when we come back. We're going to take another short break for another minute and a half and give you time to get some water, and we'll be right back. Hi, and welcome back to Wish Upon a Star. This is Andale Banks, your host, saying thanks so much for listening. And we're broadcasting on www.bbsradio.com, Station 2. You can listen to all of our previous broadcasts on our in our archive link. We also welcome comments and suggestions. You can do that through email at musicradio34@gmail.com. Again, today we have our very illustrious and our anniversary guest, Robert Smith, also known as DJ Blink, a professional DJ in the Washington, D.C. area. Welcome back, Robert.
Thank you.
We had just left off talking about being a good DJ, how to know to recognize your audience when you walk into a room. You're absolutely correct about that. I went to an affair last week, and one of our prominent DJs here in Baltimore had to play 3 hours before the act came on, and he did a magnificent job of keeping the crowd, you know, tempered down because the artist took 3 hours coming to the stage. So give us a schooling. Can you give us a little schooling on basic skills of mixing, and phasing and whatever that stuff they call it?
Yes, I can. It comes from knowing...
And like I said, you can always take your time and tell us everything.
Okay. Coming into the room, most of the time, most of the shows I've played myself, I always come behind, because most of the time I'm the featured DJ. So
okay.
What I do, I'm looking at the person that's playing before me and what they're doing and the type of crowd that they're playing in front of. And what I do, I take whatever they're doing and I do sometimes exactly what they do and put my own little mix into it and take things to a whole different level. You know, and I'm a quick mixer. When I play certain hit songs, I play them for 2 or 3 minutes, then I bring in another direct hit right behind it. So that kind of keeps the crowd going, too, when they're hearing something that they are very, very familiar with. And then you're just constantly giving it to them, right? One, two, three, four, right behind each other, one after another. It keeps them hype, it keeps them going, and it keeps them on the dance floor. And that's something, that's one of my main strong points and what I do when I play my music.
What I want also is that... Great. What that is being conscious. Like I said, you are very conscious of what you're doing because you are a professional. Let's give that information where people can contact you. We're going to interject that again.
Okay. Would it be okay to give a phone number on the air?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm
or email or anything you want where someone might want to contact you.
Sure. My email is robert.smith73@yahoo.com. You can contact me through that way, or if you're in the Washington, D.C. metro area, my business number is 202-827-8345. And those are the two quickest ways to catch up with DJ Blink.
Okay, fine. You don't have a website or anything like that?
No, not just yet. You can
okay.
go to Betty Boo's. You can let me reiterate this. You can go to Betty Boo's website at BettyBooProduction.com, and you can get in contact with her, and she can get to me as well.
Okay, let's repeat all of that again, very slowly.
Yeah, that's BettyBoo.com, BettyBooProductions.com. Then we have Robert.Smith73@yahoo.com, and my business number is 202-827-8345 if you're in the Washington, D.C. metro area.
Thank you. Very good. Now, like you said, you told us a lot of places that you play. In actually getting these gigs, what kind of time do you think a DJ has to put in so that people will know their name, because it can be a woman or a man, because we have another female DJ that she plays R&B, and I play jazz. So what kind of time would you suggest that a person really has to be put in order to be recognized?
Are you meaning the time it for as far as doing a gig or the time as far as being in the business?
No, I know most of the gigs can run anywhere from 4 hours to 8 hours, but I'm talking about jobs, actual gigs. They need to hustle up about how many gigs, I would say, within a month.
Well, me, myself, I play 3 to 4 times a week, so I'm really putting in a lot of time with it. I have 2 clubs that I have to do every week, and then I have my clientele with my private people that calls me on a regular basis for that. So it takes up a lot of time, yeah. So in a month, I may play close to anywhere between 18 to 20 times.
Wow.
In one month.
Okay. You don't have to tell me, but does the actual gig pay fluctuates, or do you have a set cost or charge when you play?
Well, with the clubs, it's a set thing, but with my clientele, it varies. They may want you to play 1 or 2 hours here.
Okay.
And you want to be flexible, and you want to give people like deals or what they so-called discounts, because right now, you know, and the economy is really not too good with the what's going on with the United States. So you want to be flexible with people, and that's how you keep their business.
Yeah, that's what I want you to tell our listeners, to those who might be in the arena or just might be thinking about it, that sometimes you have to be flexible, and you can't jump out there and think you're going to make, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 at the blink of an eye or something like that.
Right.
So that's
correct.
A very good point that you have to be cognizant of. Okay, is there anything else that you can think of that might be a very good point that somebody in this particular field might need to know?
Yes, always be open to the music. You know, you have certain DJs or certain people that only listen or play certain styles of music.
Oh,
always be open to all the different areas of music. Say, for instance, country, jazz, rhythm and blues. I even played a show, let's say a month ago, where I actually had to play a lot of rock music, you know, with U2 and Marilyn Manson. And fortunately for me, I didn't have that kind of music at hand, so I had to go on my computer and download it onto some CDs really fast and get familiar with it and know what and when to play at the time of the gig. And it really worked out really good.
Oh, good. Oh, so that's what system do you use? Because I know
I use my computer is Gateway, and it really and when I go to the my file, I put the music into my file and I download it to the CD. And it takes every bit of 5 minutes to do it because it moves really fast.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I know that system. I'm not a DJ that I do a lot of work because I do other things, but I know some of those things can cost quite a pretty penny, but you should invest in that. Is that correct?
Sure. I mean, I wouldn't say this was a lot of money, but I got a regular Gateway computer from Walmart.
No, yeah, I'm talking about the actual software.
Oh, okay. That was already installed into the computer when I got it, and it just works tremendously.
Okay. So it wasn't a software company you had to go to get the music. That's what I'm saying, because I know I see some of them where it costs like $2,000 to get so many songs to download it on your system in order to play it.
Right. Well, it's if you go to certain websites, you can do it for free. You just have
to know okay. Can you throw one website out there?
Yes. YouTube is good. and minimusic.com. No one knows about that. And it's something that I...
Say it again.
DJ,
Say that again.
Many music, like M-A-N-Y, that word.
Okay.
Yeah, you push many three times and then go to .com. And the listing is endless. They have all different types, all kinds. We talking rock, jazz.
And it's a free download.
Yes.
Miles
Davis. Yes, it's something that, matter of fact, some people here in the area where I am started that. Started that company there with that. And I got that tip from another DJ. Like I said, it ain't what you know, it's who you know.
Oh, right. Yeah, and that's a wonderful thing that we do help each other, you know.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I used to work for the city here, and I would do all of their shows that they did, like they had meetings and they want somebody, and I would do all of theirs. And I had a DJ that I said, well, I need some music, blah, 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 and he made up four discs for me. That's another thing I wanted to ask you. Do you disc record your music and try to sell them, or is that a good idea?
Upon request, like maybe I might play a gig and someone say, I like that mix that you did. Could you, do you have it on a CD, or could you make me a CD mix or something like that? But it's nothing that I've gotten really deep into. A lot of DJs do that, though, but I only do it upon request. If someone asks, I'll do it for them. But it's not nothing that I actually go all out to do.
Right. I know. I've been asked that when I do something. But for me, for jazz, I have to seriously say I can't do it because it costs too much. The cost factor is so great. Meaning that if I buy a CD that costs $27 and I can only get two, three tracks off of it, it would not behoove me to do a 12-track CD and sell it for $10.
I agree. That's why
I'm asking you that question, because in R&B, country, and all the other particular genres, it's okay because there's millions of them out there. But when you talk about rudimentary, smooth, and progression jazz, I mean, you got to hustle to get those. And so when they asked me one time I told them I couldn't do it, you know, because what they're getting is probably $300 worth of music.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. Mostly I get people want a lot of go-go stuff from me.
Yeah, right. And so, like I said, some of that is plentiful, but they just don't have the software in order to do it.
Right.
What I'm going to do now, DJ Blake, before we go off, is to ask you some final tips and tell me what you think about it. One of the tips is somebody says, don't expect to quit your day job. What do you think about that if you're going to become a DJ?
I agree with that because it's a really shaky business. I mean, one week you might be doing good and then next week nothing happens. I've been through that before. I'm not saying, for instance, so I'm well into my career now. I'm not going through that now, but for the people that are coming in, yeah, keep your job. Definitely keep your job. I was a school teacher for 20 years. So I taught kids and also played music all at once.
Well, yeah, so was I. We have a lot in common. I was a computer technology, medical instructor, too, for 30-some years.
Right, okay.
But I always had my art. And then from the art, I went to doing the jazz DJ. Another little question would be, is it good and you should do what makes you happy?
Yes, I totally agree with that. My teaching career was great, but I had to retire early because of my music. Now I'm so overwhelmed with all the business that I'm getting in my music career, I just had to give up teaching. So I took an early retirement on that. So, yes, I would totally agree with your statement, which you just made.
And then when you do what you're happy, you don't have a job you have something you love.
Yes.
Again, another one is, should a person develop yourself as a person and as a DJ before you go, take $200 and pass go? First of all, they should develop their skill first and being a DJ before they try to go out there and try to make, like I said, $4,000 or $5,000 a month.
Yes, I did. In my younger years as a teen growing up, I used to rehearse a lot. I would sit in my bedroom and just mix, getting familiar with the different types of beats, the different types of artists and the way that they play their music and learn how to mix one with the other. That takes practice. Yes, it does. So you want to learn that before you try to go out there and play in front of 200 or 500 people. Because I've kind of like seen other guys get into positions where they got in front of those big crowds and they actually clam up and didn't really know what to do. And I have to step in and do their set as well as mine. So, yeah, it happens.
Very good. And on our closing note, we can basically say it doesn't matter, because anyone these days could probably be a DJ, but what matters is that you do it and you do it the best that you can.
Yes, I agree with that.
DJ Blink, I want to say thank you ever so much for being on the show, and I give you a round of applause because you did an absolutely fantastic job. We're going to sign you off now, and then I'm going to sign off the show when we come back. Again, please, thank you so much for listening. And if you want to, DJ Blink, just give us your contact information as before we go off.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Where can we reach you again?
You can reach me at 202-827-8345 if you're in the Washington, D.C. metro area. Or you can contact Betty Boo Productions. That's BettyBooProductions.com. Or my website, my email is robert.smith73@yahoo.com.
Thank you, and we'll be seeing you spinning that great music. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 1 minute. Hi, and welcome back. This is our anniversary month of Wish Upon a Star. We want to say thanks so much for listening. We are broadcasting on bbsradio.com, station 2. You can listen to our previous broadcast in the archive link, and we welcome comments and suggestions at musicradio34@gmail.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Andale, your host, and Denise Banks, your coordinator, saying, keep reaching for the stars.